I have to congratulate MICA, Movement of Islamic Culture and Awareness, for its undoubted efforts, for its doggedness, so to speak, in trying to make sure things are going, the water is flowing in the right pathway at the shore. A Muslim is never known to be weak or to be weakened by the challenges of the time. You know, he is supposed to be more determined even though the challenges are there. So in this regard, I salute MICA for their effort that I have known them for many years. They have been trying, doing their best. May Allah, the Almighty, crown all our efforts with huge successes here and hereafter. Having said that, the theme you have chosen is very important. It's timely and relevant. Relevantly, timely, timely, relevant. That is Muslims in the democratic process. That is the big house in which my topic comes out of it. My topic is scholars' perspective in the role of Muslims in electioneering. Now, there are three things here. Perspective of the scholars, that is their ways, their understanding, their submission. That's their own perspective concerning the role of the Muslim, meaning the Muslims have a role. Oh, yeah. And the third part that makes the whole topic as consolidated is what? Electioneering. Electioneering, let me start with electioneering. Elections and electioneering, especially in the democratic dispensation, has been in a way that we come after every 4 years to re-elect our leaders. This is entirely something alien to our civilizational values as Muslims. Ours is not like that. But because of the power of the forces beyond our own fortresses and our own our boundaries, we have this culture that has imposed often as this system. Now, a Muslim not just leave things to go the way they should be going. No, he has to look at what does Islam say in the light of the unfolding realities before me, politically, socially, culturally, any lily you have in the English lexicon, Islam is there to give you its own perspective. Or, to let me say, Islamize it in the way and manner that is going to be pleasing to Allah, not pleasing to the human beings. A Muslim is always here to please the Creator, because He did create you. He invests in you the power of hearing, the power of seeing, the power of thinking. In the Quran chapter number 51, verse 56, 7 and 8, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create the jinn and the men, but for them to worship me. So in the light of these elections that they are done, they are being conducted in Nigeria after every four years, we have to look at its nature. So how does a Muslim impact in these electioneering processes? Now, I will come back again to the issue of elections. Let me go back to the first segment of the topic. That is scholar's perspective. When you say scholar, it is somebody expected to be scholarly and to be scholastic in his approach. In other words, he should be taking his insight from the Quranic and the Sunnitic teachings. He is always Quranically guided and Sunnitically punctuated, so to speak. So, a scholar in Islamic way of dealing with issues should be somebody that should have the following properties or characterizing features. He should be number one, God-fearing. Allahu Akbar. He should be, upon everything, conscious of Allah the Almighty. In talking about Allah, there are four things or five questions to be asked. Question number one is who? Number two, why? Number three, how? Number four, where? Number five, to where? I call this the quintuple question for every Muslim, general and a scholar, particularly in analyzing any issue, not you, any issue, in scenario inclusive. So a scholar should have these five questions before delving into things like, number one, who created me? And this question applies to all of us, but with particularity, with specificity, so to speak. All right? The scholar, who is a Muslim scholar. So who created me? That is, the answer is Allah created me. Okay. Number two, why? That is, why did he create me? I give the answer, just وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ. That is number two. Number three, okay, how? How do I live to the expectation of my Creator, having created me to worship Him? So this question number three is interwoven, entangled, so to speak, with the second question. Who created me? Allah. Then why did He create me? Did He create me? And then, okay, to worship, okay, how do I do the worship? That is important. Because my perspective submission is anchored on the rationale behind my existence. Elections, academic pursuit, farming, whatever, are engulfed within these things I'm talking about. Question number four, where am I? Question number one, who created me? Why did He create me? To worship? Okay, how do I worship? And number four, where am I? Am I up to His expectation to worship Him the way He desires, not according to my own whims and caprices? I'm a human being. That is, where am I? Where do I stand in relation to that worship? Where am I? Number five, to where am I going after my life has been terminated on the face of the earth? These things are very important in shaping your mind in trying to deal with any issue, not only electionary. That is important for any scholar, so to speak, who talks on issues that have sensitive nature, so to speak, like this one. That is number one, fear of Allah. Number two, that scholar should be knowledgeable enough to deal with an issue that affects the life of the society generally, not necessarily Muslims, the Ummah. Because in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, the hadith is recorded in Tirmidhi, hadith of Abu Huraira, the Prophet says, اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما and finally ولا تكثر الضحك. The point there is love for people what you love for yourself. It mentions five things, but I'm only emphasizing on Mahalli Shahid. So having said this, my perspective on the role of the Muslim. So here, the scholar should be the torchbearer. He should be explainer, so to speak. And the Muslims have a role to play in deciding who is going to lead them, who is going to be their leader, what are the features, the characterizing features of such a man that is going to be my leader at the local, national, and even global level, okay? Because what I have chosen at the local level gives birth to the interplay taking place at the global and international arena or level. So now, having said this, the ulama should have these things I have mentioned, should be God fearing, under five questions, and then knowledgeable, and they should be accessible. Whenever they are people reach out to them, they should be able to get them, because the knowledge given, they didn't buy it. It should be shareable, so to speak, to the people who would want it to be consumed. That is very important. And similarly, the scholars should be current. They should be able to know the happenings around them, all right? It's not only about knowing the Quran, the Sunnah, yeah. That is the engine house. Know something that will shape your understanding of the Quran, Sunnah, in the time you live. Quran and the Sunnah are our guiding principles. No, this is a non-negotiable issue here. So now, the role of the Muslims, which is the crux of the matter. How do we play our role as Muslims? This role of the Muslims can be divided into many ways. Our attitudinal role. Some Muslims will be saying, well, I am disenchanted. I'm not going to vote. To me, this is a negative role. Okay? Or it's an absence of a role. Because absence of role translates to negative role as well. How do you become so naive? Yeah, this is kind of a naiveness or naivety to feel that, well, whether I have chosen, elect, there is going to be government or not. No, that's not. You have to be an active participant, not passive participant. Some people are characterized with passivity, zone of activity. A Muslim is not like that, my brother. So, attitudinal role is what I mean here. Some say, well, I'm not going to vote because I have been disappointed by those we campaigned for previously. And I'm telling you, my brother, that shouldn't inform what is going to happen later. You know what's going to happen. Do your best. Leave the race in the hands of Allah, the Almighty, the Creator, the Nourisher, the Cherisher, the Sustainer. Allah yuhdithu ba'da dhalika amra. Perchance Allah introduces something entirely new, unknown to you. All right. So there is this attitude of I don't care. I am disenchanted. I am worried. I cannot do anything. But a Muslim is always a stone mover. He leaves no stone unturned in turning things for the betterment of the Muslim Ummah, particularly in humanity journey. So there is this kind of attitude, get me well. That's my role, is to explain to my Muslim brother, don't behave in this manner. Don't. You have your role to play. The second segment of or classification or categorization, if you like, this kind of attitude, is material attitude. That's how. I mean, the attitude built upon what am I going to give to kind of advance the cause of a political party or a political actor that I believe he represents my own view. For example, this time around, you know what is happening. There is Muslim at level of presidency. There is Muslim-Christian. There is Christian-Muslim, Muslim-Christian like this. So in my humble submission, if out of these choices, one represent my deen, without looking at anybody there, then definitely I should throw my weight behind such a choice. Without looking at anybody, any political party that says, yeah, I am going to feel Muslim. I am looking at that angle of trying to give my deen kind of support. Without saying that they are going to help Islam. I don't have belief in that. None of them, Allahu Alam, may necessarily do the Sharia. That's not my own concern. My concern, where is Islam going to raise its head above? That's what I'm concerned about. Regardless of any political party, if anybody says I'm going to help Islam, Even if he's lying, Allah is going to deal with him if he's lying. Alright? So I am saying, if materially I can help any cause that advances the cause of Islam, I have no apology in saying, yeah, that is my choice, and that is the choice I shall tell whoever that cares to listen to me, yeah. Where Islam is heading to, gives support to it. You are at liberty to choose what you please, what you desire. But I am telling you, as a scholar, or expected to be scholar, alhamdulillah, this is my submission. In the light of إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, Allah says, if you advance my cause, Allah advances your own. So in the categorization I give you, Muslim, 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 Christian, Christian, Muslim. For example, which of these things is nearer to the ayah I have quoted? The judgment is your own. All right? But I'm giving my submission, my understanding, because the one that I feel, if Allah asks me, subhanAllah, say, Ya Rab, I feel this one is nearer to definitely helping your religion. Other people can advance their own causes, no problem. It's a kind of a freedom to explain what, but explain your own freedom, your speech, within the confine of respect, understanding, and persuasion, not coercion. That is our own way of talking as people that Allah has given intelligence and understanding. So I am saying, attitude number two, or role number two, based on what you can do materially, through my own money, I will advance the cause that advances my Islam. Yeah. This, do it without any apology. Do it. That is an important role that a Muslim should never look at it. Okay? Because it is an issue that today, if people talk about their own idea, they talk about Islam, Islam, why Islam, why Islam? Why? I think Nigeria is a country where people can choose what they feel like choosing. But as a Muslim, you know Allah will ask you on what you have done. Because you have been created to serve Allah the Almighty based on what Allah has given you. So that is role number two, attitudinally and materially, depending on what you have. If I have discovered a course of action, this course of action is very important, okay, I should go to second semi. Because in achieving everything, you need five things. Discover something to do. Number two, you have to make initiative. Number three, that initiative should be sustainable, should be characterized and punctuated by unbreakable sustainability. That is very important, all right? And then you do it professionally with dexterity, with ability. And number five, you do it through purity of intention, sincerity in your purpose. So that is important. So rule number two, I told you, using your resources in advancing the cause you believe to be a just cause. Because what is worth doing at all is worth doing seriously and in a better way. That is important. In number three, under material, before going to three, the role of some Muslims at times is based on what do I get out of politics. If somebody comes campaigning for himself, trying to win my endorsement, he advances something like money just to buy my, to buy me. I want to warn anyone that can listen to me that, especially Muslims, do not allow your conscience to be bought. After all, your future and the future of your children is not a commodity to be sold in the market. Okay. Try to man of purpose, be in and uncorruptible, or uncorruptible. Maintain a man of substance, of understanding. If they give you money, some scholars are saying, take the money, but go and vote for the best that Allah will ask you. But to me, I think you should be very clear. He brings money to you, tell him, I'm not taking your money. If he insists, tell him that, okay, I will take what I'm going to vote for you. Period. Someone said, no, this is not, it's a sign of immaturity. Take it. He gives you, in Tirmidhi, the verse Allah Sallam says, if this money comes to you, without you extending your hand to be given, take it. But maintain your own stance, your manner, your positive way of doing things. I hope I am communicating. That is very important. So, connected to the second role I have mentioned, some are telling they are on, let me say, freedom, their future because of money. Because they are saying, in English, you know, a good adage, that he who extends his hand to be given cannot extend his legs to walk freely. Because you have taken. All right? So I am warning. I am admonishing. I am summonizing. Prostitutes, do not take anybody's money. Otherwise, that is going to take away your power, your ability, without have any cover. I mean, with courage to do as you desire. You need to compromise your idol. That is concerning role number two. Be very careful. Spend your money to actualize something important. At the same time, don't wait for anybody to give you for the fear of compromising your own good idols and for not being painted in the black. Number three, the role of a Muslim, again, is that of enlightenment campaign. Because to be informed is to be formed. To be misinformed is to be deformed. We have to run helter-skelter from deformation or deformity, if you like it. Go for the formation. You see, if people are not informed about the beauty of an ideal, how can they know? Election is fast approaching. Our people, especially in the countryside, in the peripheral part of the world, need to be educated. Let me call it aggressive, grassroots enlightenment campaign for enlightening the mind of our people. All right, it's very important. If I have discovered something important, I work for it. That is my role. First, taqwa, knowing Allah, under five questions, and then through attitude, and through financing from my own pocket, my Anderson, and then enlightenment. Enlightenment here includes selling the candidate is sellable. All right? Similarly, scholars through someone on the pocket can explain, but in a very, very carefully chosen words. Underline my words. In a very, very, very carefully chosen words. Because لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ وَلِكُلِّ مَقَالٍ مَقَامٍ لِكُلِّ رِجَالٍ زَمَانٍ وَلِكُلِّ زَمَانٍ رِجَالٍ Each and every word has its placing. And each and every placing has a word that is going to accommodate. And to each and every time, there are set of people that can handle the rest of the time, and vice versa. So enlightenment campaign is very important, it's an important role. You don't expect, for example, a scholar, an imam, to mount the pulpit in political rally, saying, say, kai, no. That is not their role. They are people that should be respected. That's the meaning, لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَال. But that is an important role for the Muslim ummah there. That is, I hope you are following me. And number five is part of role during campaign of, like, campaign, electioneering, do not, especially our youth, especially the Muslim youth, do not engage in the, you know, in thuggery, political brigandage, political prostitution, okay, politics of killing or do or die. It's a matter of choice, my friend, my brother. You have to advance the cause of what I call LTLT. LTLT. That is my own coinage, my acronym. That you have to advance the philosophy of LTLT. What's that? Learning to live together. Learning to live together. That is LTLT. I am saying at this juncture that we need as our role, positive role, for our nation, our motherland, our fatherland. I love Nigeria, my country. It is the place where I can just walk freely. When I go to Nigeria, I am looked after. Hey, when did you are? Wait, when are you departing? But here, uncle, I travel from Bangi in Maiduguri to Semi border in Lagos, from Obubra in Cross River to Kongolan in Katsina State. Nobody asked me about my visa. About the permit of residency, because now my papa land. So it will be foolhardy for anybody to cause trouble in the country. Islam teaches us as Muslims to be peace loving, but not to be stupid at the same time. Yeah. To be firm in maintaining my firmness when I know this is the course of action I should go after. Let me remind you, once upon a time in 1978, there was a Muslim, and a Christian ticket. And nothing happened in Nigeria. Awolowo, during the Second Republic, where Chaps Menhina is at that time, he picked Mr. Philip Omeyadi, his running mate. We never complain, because we believe in the concept of LTLT, learning to live together. Similarly, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe, 1979, remember well, take Professor Ishaya Audu from Kaduna, his running mate. Christian, take it. Nobody complain as Muslims. Similarly, after the coup of 1966, what happened? The then president of Nigeria, his vice was a Christian. You know, the one that became the president in 1967 from Southeast. His assistant or vice, Papa Tope, was a Christian. Okay? Similarly, one gone came, the respected gentleman, now still alive, the respected gentleman, but his vice, his running mate, I mean his vice president then, militocracy, not democracy, Joseph Akinwale, a Yoruba man, a Christian for 9 years, but didn't complain. Similarly, you can go on giving many, many instances. Muslims are peace-loving to the point that even, let me take a different angle, you see, even during Salah Day, Muslim kids, okay, examination are set for the Muslim on Salah. Is there any university that can fix exam on Xmas? Impossible. On Friday, examination. Can you put it on Sunday? Though that is the trouble of the Muslims. We don't talk, we just go with it. But the connection is dependent on the leaders you have chosen to represent you on your team. Okay? So now I am saying, going back again, concerning the roles. I just give you the examples of how tolerant the Muslims are. And I do believe we are all tolerant, okay? But try to maintain the concept of LTLT. LTLT. Now again, after hearing the first, the role concerning fear of Allah, attitude, spending money, I have just talked about it, maturely, and then what? I'm speaking about campaign, enlightenment campaign. And I went to the point of drawing the attention of the Muslim youth, do not engage in political thuggery, killing, maiming, just because somebody, you want him to be chosen or to be elected or to be selected, so to speak. And let me tell you, our young men, there is a story of this man during the political, during campaigns of elections. Oh, okay. He gathered young people in his own area. He told them, okay, our youth, now the drum is being bumped. It's been beaten. Now, here are what you should use. What are these? Weapons and intoxicants. Take these and go for the job. My source told me one of the young men looked at the man, well-dressed, judiciously dressed. He said, sir, we have learned that your son, who is on vacation from a British university back in Nigeria, please, will you kindly send him to be part of us in propagating your political agenda by using these weapons to be part of us? I can assure you, that young man was speaking my mind as well. But the political juggernaut looked at the boy and said, are you stupid? My son to be part of you? Now the young man said, okay, so you're all stupid. It is now I have come to them stupid. He said, let me tell you, I'm not stupid, I'm not bastard, I am only asking you, help us with your son, now educated, to be part and parcel of us to advance your cause by using what you've given us. Then he still said, hey, my comrades, let me tell you, I'm a man of principle, I am living with this man. If you care to follow him, that is your cup of tea, but I'm taking my leave. The point is, be very careful, especially the youth. Our political leaders, please, 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 do not abuse our youth by giving them intoxicant weapons just for political thuggery, political jagalia, as we said in Hausa language. Some miscreants use them. After they have been used, you have won election, you have been elected or selected or imposed, you dump them. Don't do that. This is modern copy-paste. If I copy a paste, what I paste is going to benefit me. So this guy is even beyond being copy-paste. If it is copy-paste, it's important. I copy a paste. It's beyond that. Or it's lower than that. That is the role. Another important role for Muslims is that you call those aspiring to an elective office in your communities. Sit round table, Mr. Aspirant, gubernatorial, presidential, whatever. Please, what are you going to do in the event of you being finally elected? Let's write MOU, Memorandum of Understanding. Write it. Register the documentation. Because ما كتب قرر وما حفظ فرر. What is documented is assimilated. What is just memorized can just go away. It's an important role. Call him, please, sir, what are you going to do for us after you have been finally elected? Let him tell you. That is an important role. You can definitely not afford to leave it. And because the synergy has been characteristically broken, especially here down north, that's my knowledge. By this I mean there should be synergy, so to speak, between the political participant and the scholars. Let them sit together. You represent the political class. We represent scholarship. Now, the Ummah is looking at us. What are you going to do? Because when they see you as politician coming to us, they assume that we are with you. But, you know, a typical scholar is the father of all. Doesn't say, I belong to this. So what I have said, Muslim, I'm looking at my Islam, not any political party. No. But where is my Islam going to be respected? Let somebody talk about his own religion, no problem. But you cannot deny me the right of saying that's what I feel. And I can advance that very cause to any level. But without allowing anybody to play on my intelligence. I'm looking at who. And in the process, I will ask him, what are you going to do for my religion? In the process, my religion does not allow you to do injustice to other people. That is good. But there's no synergy. Some feel, well, the scholars have a lot of teaming people. Let's go to them during campaigns. After, well, they're just looking at scholars just like a tool or stool to be used during sitting. At the expiry date, they come there. You cannot afford to be like this. Maintain your policy, your understanding, your civilizational value. Okay? So, now, synergy is very important. Civil the politicians. That is an important role to play. Similarly, during the election day, the D-Day, do not cause trouble. Don't. Do not falsify results. This is talking to those that are concerned, returning officer, whatever, either returning or going, I don't know. What is important, try to make sure the good people are chosen with good qualities. The qualities of those to be elected, I have mentioned some of them previously. All right? So don't cause trouble. Go in peace. Don't cause being in pieces. Go in peace. Return in peace. Don't go to cause being in pieces, but in peace. Peaceful coexistence is a precious and priceless commodity that you can go to any extent in trying to achieve. This is our nation, our country. These are some of the roles that the Muslim should play during electioneering activities. Another important role is to make sure that we go even to the election umpire, like INEC in Nigeria, to draw its attention if need be. Please, INEC, there are some complaints here and there, registration and the like. Do what is needful. And before even that day of election, you go for your PVC. That is to say, permanent voter's card. Do everything possible to make it up to the standard, to be updated. You cannot be talking, I am going to choose, without what entitles you to do it. It will be foolhardy. So maintain it. And there are some cunning political juggernauts. You can go to our old people in the localities, in the villages, to give them just one sack of spaghetti, one leather bag of maggi or salt, and then they copy everything belonging to them. You should be very, very watchful, very, very careful. It's important. It's part of our role. And as elections approach, we should redouble the effort in enlightening people. I talked about it through the media, through radio. But let me again draw the attention of the media houses, especially electronic. I mean, today it is unfortunate to hear that there are some people in the language of Hausa, for example, going to radio stations, you know, pouring venoms on their political opponent. This is un-Islamic. Some here are called even the Sojo Jimbaka. They are the verbal soldiers. They know how to manipulate what they can abuse. They can rain abuses. They can character assassinate and so on. What are you proving? A truly practicing Muslim, a practically practicing Muslim, does not behave in this rather un-Islamic way. It's a matter of the explanation. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you're speaking, produce your evidence now. So if you cannot produce evidence, why do you kill them? So it's another negative role some are playing. But unfortunately, so many houses, well, if you talk, you give money, we don't care. The quality of what is said should be scrutinized. If what you are saying is not going to cause any trouble, we'll give it a chance. Don't come and abuse anybody. You see, explaining your views is not similar to being abusive. If you are abusive, that means you are bereft of idea. You suffer from intellectual laziness. So, Amir, are you with me? Am I communicating? Am I? All right. How many minutes do I have? Should I go? Just go. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you? That's Jazakumullah khair. So now, Jazakumullah khair. Now I have listened. I've been listed. Okay. Some of the roles enumerated up to 5 to 6 at this point. So now at the point of negative role played by some of the media houses, hosting people, talking the way they want to talk, abusive language, just because of money. That is negative. In Nigeria, I have classified politics into five main categories. There is what I call MPP. Material political participation. Yeah, that is MPP. Some are there just to make money. Oh yeah. So if you choose somebody for money, you will see the negative end result. There is MPP. I can tell you it is the one even taking the Sunday school today. Somebody is there just to get money. Somebody told me, somebody said, please, let me lend me 500 million naira by the time we get to the office, we're going to pay you. Lend me 500 million naira by the time I get to the office, I'm going to pay you. From where? This is what I call chop, like a chop system. It's negative, it's very bad. It's negatively negative. So in Nigeria, my understanding, that is what I call MPP. Okay? May Allah forgive all of us. I'm not saying all others, but you can't deny this reality. Material political participation. The second one is what I call PPP. Positive political participation. I will just reduce it to just these two. Under MPP, there are a lot of subgroups just because of money. But PPP is positive political participation. By being positive, somebody is not driven by material, task or just self-aggrandizement. No, he is there to put something where it should be put. He tries to bring good things to his society. Good, under PPP, positive political participation, 9 things should be there. There are 9 properties to be realized before a political system becomes qualified as PPP, positive political participation. There are 9 conditions, and I will say this under my submission in order to galvanize all the minds to have positive roles in actualizing PPP when the campaign, the days of elections are here. Number one, for any political system to be reasonable, positively positive, that system has to actualize, has to of necessity make sure there is number one security. Secure the nation and you secure the developmental strides. Oh yeah. In the absence of security, it will be just daydreaming to think of a breakthrough economically, politically, and the rest. That is number one, security. Number two, food production. Even the Quran al-Kareem in chapter 106, okay, when Allah tells the people of Makkah, what did he say? He says, Alladhi at'amahum min ju'in, here food. Wa amanahum min khawf, here security. So you need in any positive political engagement to necessarily make sure you have this 9-point agenda to be actualized. Number one, security. Number two, food production. All right. And number three, good and quality education. Quality-based education. Here in Nigeria, we need a political system that will guarantee stability in the academic activities. We want a total absence of incessant strike action by ASUU. And good things should be done to them. If they place their requirements, please government do it now to save the educational system. And ASUU too should look, for the sake of Allah, at the plight of the poor children. You have their own certificate, master's level, your PhD, professor, whatever. Remember, the goodness done to you should be extended to the generation coming. But the government should do what is needful, at least to salvage our staggering educational system. This is part of my submission, and I do believe good roles in electioneering can definitely ensure the availability, all the presence, what I'm saying. That is number one, security. Number two, food. Number three, good education. Number four, which is very important as well, job opportunities. Now, a good political system that we are advising Muslims to try and play good roles in ensuring its reality, that good political system should ensure job opportunities. Today, Allahu Akbar, you know, some children born with golden spoon in their mouth already have their own appointment later handy before finishing their NYSC in high places because their parents have what I call high SES. Their SES is high. What is that? Socioeconomic status. SES. Their SES is very high. Ranks high. So for that, they have their honor. But the children of the downtrodden masses, who cares about them? So I am saying, security. Take it again. Food. Good education. Job opportunities. Number five, health care delivery system. Aha! We don't want to see the quacks practicing quackery today, causing more harm than good to the people. You make sure our hospitals are to the standard. We need health facilities that can compare with anyone at the global scaling, at the global level. And I want to tell you, it is doable. It is possible. It is practicable. But the situation, will it allow it? Allahu Akbar. This is the fifth one. I'm repeating because ma takarrara takarrara. What is oft repeated is oft assimilated. Security, food, good education, job opportunities, healthcare delivery system. That is number five. Number six, water, good water. Good water. Oh, is this a joint to health? Because by the time water becomes infested with disease-causing agents, okay, you have waterborne diseases, okay. Guinea worm, the line, Bilharzia, for example. So governments should necessarily provide good water for the citizen, and the citizen, on the other hand, should pay for the services rendered. Unlike the government doesn't pay water. You never pay your bills. The bills are there, you know, accumulating on top of you. The token. Be just. Good drinkable water is number six. Number seven, good roads. Today, you leave Abuja to Kano, to Maiduguri, Kano, to Lagos. Look at our roads. From northern part of Nigeria to the southeast, go and ask people, how do our roads fare today? Somebody is telling me, well, our roads today are just like death traps of Villa. It is the responsibilities of good political system, the PPP, I'm talking about positive political participation, that our role together can bring about its realization to make sure these things are there, realized, and they are realizable. The realizability are there. They are realizable, and the realizability cannot be contested. Depending on your attitude, my attitude, my determination, and the life. This is number six or number seven. I'm repeating. Security. Food production, I mean food. Good education. Job opportunities. Healthcare. Okay. Good water. Good roads. And number seven, unepileptic, uninterrupted power supply. GTD, GTD, generation, transmission, distribution, whatever. At any level, we make sure power reaches all the citizens. Not today. Is that power today? It's epileptic. Some of our neighbors and Niger, I mean, they combust of how many megawatts? But Nigeria, the giant under the sun, the blessed nation, Allahu Akbar, we're grappling. Almost some of them will be campaigning, I'm going to give you power. Campaigning is a shame, it's shameful. I mean, that is number one. After I mentioned those five, you add three. Water, power, good road. Number nine, amana. 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 The Quran says in chapter number 8, verse number 27, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. Oh, you who believe, do not prove dishonest concerning your trust, okay, towards Allah and His Messenger, and the trust amongst you. Even by the time I have been elected to any elective office, I should feel that I am representing Ummah, my constituency, where I come from. I should be responsible to the people. In this connection, I want to draw the attention of the people. It's part of your role, the electorate, okay? It's part of our role to re-emphasize, to activate the concept of power of recall. Power of recall, P-O-R. If you've been elected and you fail to perform, you didn't live up to the expectation. Who can call you? You didn't live up to the expectation. If I'm dismally, we're going to call you. Hey, come back. We are just replacing you. But today, can you recall anybody today? If you recall, he recalls you with his money. That's all. Now I recall sister. How can you recall me? I have the money, I have the power. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the last British Prime Minister. Just 44 days, she spent, Liz Ross, and she left the office just because of just one mistake economically. How I wish we can borrow leave from them since we are operating their system. Otherwise, our system is really Quranic. Where is it today? It's going to come by the grace of Allah one day. But in the meantime, this is our message. So I'm coming to the end of maybe my presentation and submission. These things are very important. So on a whole, we need to maintain clean election, rancor-free, trouble-free, don't abuse anybody, don't bring money in it unless where necessary, and explain, advertise if you like it, the policy you have, like I told you, without any qualm, without missing any word. but do it through intelligence, understand an intellectual dialogue without being apology to anybody. But let me clear, don't look for any political party or anybody, but the policy. The issue is that my deen, which holds my honor, is the one being attacked by somebody, and I have to defend it at any cost, as it has been done, and Muslims have just been submissive. I say a big barakallahu fikum to Micah for organizing this important, all important symposium, though through Zooming, and I thank you for, you know, availing of opportunity to say what I have said, asking Allah the Almighty, whatever I have that happened to be correct, may Allah root all of us. My mistakes, oh Allah, forgive them. May Allah make us good Muslims. We ask Allah the Almighty to make this election one of the freest, to be characterized by peace and stability. Oh Allah, give leadership to good people. Allah, don't give it to the rocks. Anyone you know is not good. Though we want him, Allah don't give you. If you know Ya Allah is not good for the Ummah or society, Allah don't give you. Give it to the good hands and make Islam grow high and high. Islam cannot be fought. It can never, 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 never. The unbelievers did it previously. Where are they today? Islam keeps on just bulldozing its ways till the end of time. On this note, I will say, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. But then let me pray once again. Say amen as I say. اللهم سلمنا من العيوب وجنبنا الوقوع في الذنوب وهب لنا أعمالا هي عندك من المرغوب يا علام الغيوب يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.